AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump signed an executive order revising Pentagon policy on transgender troops. In the order, the president claims service by transgender troops conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life. He talked about it at a House GOP retreat in Florida.
To ensure that we have the most lethal fighting force in the world, we will get transgender ideology the hell out of our military. It's going to be gone.
The president signed other orders to roll back military diversity programs. He calls Inauguration Day a turning point in American history.
We're ending years of incompetence, radicalism, and betrayal, and we're ushering in the most exhilarating era of reform and renewal in the 250-year history of our country.
A lawyer for transgender troops vows to fight and says the executive order is cruel and compromises the safety and security of the country. A week into Donald Trump's second presidency and his efforts to crack down on illegal immigration, federal officers are operating with a new sense of mission. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's daily arrests averaged 311 last year. Monday, there were 1,179 arrests. Arrested in a raid in Chicago was Yanitza Markina's father.
It's heartbreaking. They took a good man, a hardworking father.
Markina says her dad, a warehouse worker, was facing a battery of charges, and he is not a criminal.
The past is the past. I believe everybody deserves a second chance here.
Meantime, the White House is pausing federal grants and loans starting today as the Trump administration begins an across-the-board ideological review of its spending. The village of East Palestine, Ohio, and Norfolk Southern have announced a $22 million settlement, resolving all of the village's claims arising from a disastrous 2023 train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. This is AP News. There are more protests in Lebanon over the presence of Israel.
Lebanese officials say firing by Israeli troops killed two people and wounded many more as deadly demonstrations against Israel's presence continue in southern Lebanon. It comes as residents displaced by the war between Israel and Hezbollah are attempting to return to villages where Israeli troops remain. Over the weekend, 24 people were killed and at least 130 wounded when Israeli troops fired at protesters. Forces were to withdraw, but the U.S. and Lebanon recently announced that the deadline was extended to February 18th. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
President Trump says Microsoft is among the U.S. companies looking to take control of TikTok to help the popular app avert an effective ban that could kick in April. The president added other companies are also interested in buying TikTok, but wouldn't provide a list. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.